This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Okay, good morning. I will now call the South Dakota Senate State Affairs Committee to order. Welcome everyone that's in attendance. Welcome those that have joined us online. Would remind everyone to please shut their devices off or put their phones on wiggle so we don't have any disruptions. And at this time, I would ask the Secretary to call a roll call.
Senator Boland.
Here.
Greenfield. Heinert. Kennedy.
Here.
Langer.
Here.
Novstrup. Youngberg. Klum.
Here.
Ewing.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We just barely have a quorum. Okay, I would entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes of our last meeting.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Senator Langer, seconded by Senator Boland for approval of the minutes of the last meeting. All those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The minutes have been approved. If you're going to testify today, please make sure you've signed in at the podium legibly for us so we can get it into the record. If you have any materials to hand out, please give those to our able-bodied pages and they'll get them to the committee. Please direct all your questions through the chair. And at this time, I would ask the pages to come forward and introduce yourself and tell us what your future plans are once you've graduated.
My name is Kaylin Thompson. I'm a senior at Webster, and I plan to go to SDSU for business.
My name is Natalie Fawcett. I'm a senior here in Pierre, and I plan on enlisting part-time in the Air Guard and going to Lake Erie.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for being here to help us through our day. One of the sponsors wanted us to... Is he here? Okay. We're going to change the order of the bills. We're going to do Senate Bill 62 first. The title is to revise the membership and responsibilities of the South Dakota Board on Geographic Names. Once you're seated, sir, you have the floor.
Lee Schoenbeck, I went to Webster, and then I'm going to go to Augustana after that. Oh, I did that already.
Upon the fact that you graduate.
Is that considered recontinuing education?
Oops, I forgot. Senator Lee Schoenbeck, District 5, I'm here on Senate Bill 62, and the reason I'm here is because I was involved in this issue in 2016, and it's one of those nondescript things that probably, unless you had some accidental reason to know about it, you wouldn't. And but this actually is a good bill. It does two things. In the first paragraph, the first paragraph is just a style and form change because we've changed the name of the Department of Tribal Relations. The second paragraph is because, and you'll see the reference on line 24 where it says, notwithstanding the provision of, and it references another statute, that's the issue we dealt with in 2016, which is that this board can only deal with offensive names if the legislature tells them this name is offensive, go find ways to change it. But this board does something else. I remember saying to Tony Van Heusen in 2016, I said, well, they've about investigated every offensive name. Aren't they about done? And he says, oh, no, there's hills all over the place that don't have names on them. And the fact is that this board also deals with when people want to name something. And so this statute is to make clear that they have that second mission besides the offensive name tasks. And there's a lot of creeks, mountains, valleys, and roads that could be not roads, that could be named. And that is part of their mission. And they've struggled with whether they are or aren't supposed to be doing it. They make recommendations to the federal board. This bill makes it clear that they have that authority. That's all it does.
Okay, thank you. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 62. Further proponent testimony. Okay, seeing none, we will offer for opponent testimony. Gotta love this bill. Seeing none, there's probably no need for a rebuttal, sir, so we'll close the discussion on the floor and offer it to the committee for questions, discussion, or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Kennedy.
Move do pass.
Okay, we have a do pass motion by Senator Kennedy, seconded by Senator Klum. Discussion on your motion. Okay, seeing none. All those in favor of the motion will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. Madam Secretary, would you please call a roll?
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert. Excused. Kennedy.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Novstrup. Excused. Youngberg. Excused. Klum.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Six ayes.
Okay, we have a unanimous decision of due pass to the floor. This will automatically go on to the consent calendar. Our next bill we have before us this morning is Senate Bill 45.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
If I might, just for clarification, we could still, as a committee, stop it from going on to the consent calendar. But this is the new process that's been adopted into our rules this year, that the chair can certify if there's no opposition in committee and no dissenting votes, that it will automatically be placed on the consent calendar. He gave his notice and nobody objected, so it will be placed accordingly.
Okay, I'm still learning the new system as well. I probably should have looked around to see if anybody had a disgruntled look on their face, but we got through it. Senate Bill 45, the title is to transfer the functions of the South Dakota Value-Added Finance Authority to the South Dakota Economic Development Finance Authority and the South Dakota Board of Economic Development, and to abolish the South Dakota Value-Added Finance Authority. We do have an amendment to, that's the reason this bill was held over. They wanted to do some more research on it, and there is an amendment before us. I believe everyone has it on their device, and I would entertain a motion to go ahead and add that onto the bill before we discuss it any further.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Langer.
I would move Amendment 45A.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator Langer, seconded by Senator Kennedy to move Amendment 45A onto Senate Bill 45. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Yes, just to clarify what it does on page 1, lines 22, 23, and 24, and page 2, lines 1 and 2, clarifies the value-added subfund functions are being transferred to the Board of Economic Development. This bill keeps the language consistent with the title and the changes to VASF in 1 through 53 on pages 13 and 14, and on page 13, lines 18 to 25, it removes the section being transferred from 116E because the language already exists.
Okay, further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion of adding 45A amendment to Senate Bill 45 will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. At this time, we will go ahead and allow proponent testimony on amended Senate Bill 45. Once you're seated, sir, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have hard copies of the amendment if anybody would like one. Okay. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Travis Dovery, and I am the Administrative Services Director for the Governor's Office of Economic Development. Commissioner Wester wanted to be here today. He's been traveling out of state this week on an economic development trip that has been on a schedule for several months. I'm here today in support of Senate Bill 45. This is a simple bill. Although it appears lengthy and complex as printed with a lot of words, it is really a copy and paste of the Value-Added Finance Authority's functions to the Economic Development Finance Authority and the Board of Economic Development. Nothing is lost in terms of programs or incentives available to benefit economic development projects, and no new powers are given and no powers are taken away. It's just a transfer from 1-16E to 1-16B. This bill promotes government efficiency. Both the Value-Added Finance Authority and the Economic Development Finance Authority have the power to issue bonds and make loans for economic development projects. It doesn't make sense for GUED to have two authorities with the exact same mission. There will also be a cost savings achieved by not having to pay an attendance stipend for the Value-Added Finance Authority Board and not having to utilize GUED staff time to prepare for an additional board meeting each month. It also results in one less board for the public to have to track and follow. This bill also promotes government accountability. Every year, the Economic Development Finance Authority is audited by the Department of Legislative Audit. While the Value Added Finance Authority is subject to the statewide audit for CAFR, it is not specifically audited as its own entity. By merging the two authorities, approximately $2.3 million will be subject to a direct annual audit. Passage of Senate Bill 45 will streamline operations and eliminate redundancies. I ask for your yes vote, and I will stand by for questions.
Okay, thank you. Any further proponent testimony, amended Senate Bill 45? Further proponent testimony? Seeing none, we'll offer it for opponent testimony. Opponent testimony, amended Senate Bill 45. Seeing none, we will close the discussion from the floor and offer it to the committee for discussion or action. Senator Bolin.
Thank you. Question for the proponent.
Okay, once he's seated, go ahead and state your question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is basically just kind of trying to get some more information. When was this board that we are eliminating today, if this bill would pass, or moving towards that, when was it established? What was its purpose? How has it functioned? And just kind of give me a little history of it.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
I believe the state law that established the Value Added Finance Authority came on the books in 1986. And it was established for a purpose to promote value-added agriculture in the state of South Dakota. It was done at a time when capital for large value-added projects was not always available, so the authority was established to help with bonding and getting capital to areas that needed it.
Okay, follow-up?
Just one brief follow-up. And the impact of its abolition, how would you describe that?
Mr. Chairman, I describe that there is no impact from eliminating the Value Added Finance Authority because all the functions will be moved to the Economic Development Finance Authority. The same powers exist to make the loans and bonds in the areas where they're needed to promote economic development in the state.
Thank you.
Further questions? Senator Kennedy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One change that I noticed, when you eliminate the Value Added Finance Authority board, that board has 7 members, and the statute 116E4.1 requires that no more than 4 members on that board be from the same political party. The board that you're moving this to, the Economic Development Finance Authority, that board can have no more than 5 members of any political party, any single political party. So would you agree that that's somewhat of a substantive change?
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know, Senator Kennedy, I don't know if I would categorize it as substantive. It is a change, you are correct. But I still see it as, it will be a bipartisan board regardless, with the potential for a majority to be one party or the other, whether it's 4 or 5 members.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, further questions or discussion? If not, I would entertain a motion. Mr. Chair. Senator Langer.
Mr. Chair, I'd move to pass on amended Senate Bill 45.
Okay, we have a motion made by Senator Langer, seconded by Senator Klum, for due pass on amended Senate Bill 45. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, those in favor of the motion will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. Madam Secretary, please call a roll.
Senator Bolin?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert? Excused. Kennedy?
No.
Langer?
Aye.
Novstrup? Excused. Youngberg? Excused. Klum?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
5-1.
Okay, we have a motion of due pass that passed. We will, this will go on down to the floor, and because of the dissenting vote, will not be placed on the consent calendar. Is there any other business to come before the committee this morning? Okay, we have made a motion by Senator Klum, seconded by Senator Langer to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.